Good evening, wonderful people, great listeners, wherever you are in the world. This is Radio Biafra, welcoming you to the latest edition of our packed program, our news hour, which of course we extend to sometimes through to 3 hours. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. We are the studios of Radio Biafra in London on this day, the 28th of April 2013. We're here to bring you news, views, commentary and analysis regarding how each and every one of us is going to help get Biafra. Biafra is not just for Radio Biafra alone to get, it's for each and every one of us. That's why we have to pull together in one direction, put hands together to make sure that we realize Biafra as quickly as possible. I'm joined today by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba to co-host this program. So if you're joining us from wherever you are in the world, you're welcome to this program. This is the only platform on this air that allows you to express your views and your opinion, and you will have people from every continent, every country in the world listen to your views and your opinion. Radio Biafra is received in every country of the world. We are encouraged by your support, by your comments, and we are also emboldened by your prayers as well. We ask you to go to Radio Biafra website to leave your comments. We ask you to go to Radio Biafra Facebook page. Do not leave, make it a point of duty every day to at least speak to 50 people regarding Radio Biafra. All of you are on Facebook, or most of you should be on Facebook. If all your friends on Facebook, are they aware that you're listening to Radio Biafra? Have you brought the good news to them? You have to go out and speak to people, go out and try and convince them to understand where you're coming from when you talk about Biafra. Go out and let them believe the same way that you do, because we don't want to leave anyone behind. Make it a point of duty to add as many people as possible to the Radio Biafra forum. Add as many people as possible to, or get them to like the Radio Biafra Facebook page, but more importantly, get them to visit Radio Biafra website at www.radiobiafra.co. We've had a lot of comments already regarding the shape of the website and what is happening. If you have any suggestions as to how we can improve the way we run Radio Biafra, please do not hesitate to do so. Radio Biafra runs an open door policy. This station belongs to the listeners, it belongs to the Biafran people. It doesn't belong to any singular individual. The funding for Radio Biafra, or the help that we're getting so far, so to speak, we won't call it funding because it's not much. But we are very, very grateful to each and everybody who's contributed, who's donated to Radio Biafra. Most of you donate through PayPal. We are very grateful. That is the money we are using to do this very work. That is why we are able to bring you daily broadcasts. We are suffering immensely, that is true, but that is why it's called the struggle. If you don't suffer, then there'll be no gain at the end. The reason why we are at Radio Biafra is to serve you, is to make sure that we get Biafra. That is the only sole purpose for the existence of Radio Biafra. We are not here to use Radio Biafra or to use the Biafran struggle for some other motive or some other goal or to accomplish any other project. The only singular one topic issue that we pursue every blessed day is how we are going to get Biafra. Our people are sleeping, we need to wake them up. Our people are very, very docile, we need to energize them, we need to enthuse them, we need to nurture them, we need to educate them, we need to sensitize them, we need to prepare them for the task ahead. Anybody that tells you that getting Biafra is going to be very easy, that person is lying to you. We are going to deploy every arsenal at our disposal to make sure we get Biafra as quickly as possible because our people are dying. We are also going to make sure that we do everything humanly possible to get Biafra as quickly as possible. Only last week alone, we lost about 74 people to motor accident in and around southeastern Nigerian state. Everywhere you go around southeastern Nigeria, there is death for our people. Anywhere you go around South, people are suffering. People are in pain. People are in agony. These are the regions that make up Biafra, and people are in very serious pain. We have to do all we can. We have to do everything within our powers to make sure that Biafra exists. Let us not be discouraged by those who are using the name of Biafra to commit all manner of impunity. Let us not be discouraged by those who lie in the name of Biafra. Let us focus on the truth. Radio Biafra is the truth. We cannot afford to lie. If you have anything you want to say to us, say it to us in the open. If you think that you have any suggestion to give to us that is confidential, you can write to us if you want to. Otherwise, you can come on air. We don't know who you are. We don't know where you're residing. We don't even know what your gender is. But we also want to hear it all the same. Wherever you are, whatever you are doing, that this is Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you on board. And as I said, I have Egemba here with me. And please do give us some time before you start phoning in. The number to call is on your screen. If you miss calling us on Skype, you can also try the phone. But once again, we're welcoming you and thank you very much. Before we go on the onto the headline this evening, we have to remind everyone that the court case is coming up in Owerri on Tuesday. That is 2 days from now. We are asking everybody, if you're within the Biafran area, if you're within the southeast and the south, please, we are asking everybody to please go to the court. Mobilize yourselves, any group that you're in, make sure you go to court. It's very, very important we do so. Going to court is critical. It is absolutely critical so that we know what we are doing. We need to mobilize our people to go to court. We need to make sure that whatever thing that we are doing, that we notify people, that we let them know that this court case is very, very important, that we go there and make our presence felt. If our presence is not felt, Nigeria will not take us seriously. We know we are civilized people. We know we are law-abiding people. We know we are people of a very peaceful disposition. But it is important that we go to court to register our presence. Wherever you are within the Southeast, make sure you attend court on Tuesday the 30th. Barrister Adolf Emeka Emekesiri is already in Nigeria as we speak. He has arrived in Nigeria. We'll be heading into Biafra land to lead the team of attorneys for Biafra into the court on Tuesday. They need all our support. That is why we keep saying all the time that there is a lot of work to be done. We need help from everybody to be able to do this work. The approach we are taking to bring down the edifice, the evil that is Nigeria, is multifaceted. It's not just through sensitization and through enlightening people through Radio Biafra or through the court case. There are other things that needs to be done as well. We need to coordinate worldwide massive protest in every city all around the world. It takes logistics. It requires resources. That is why we cannot get enough help. We are asking people to rise to the challenge, rise to the occasion. Our people are dying. It is our duty, those of us in the diaspora, it is our duty, those of us who can, to be able to help the needy and our dying relatives back home. That is what we need to do. Anybody, if you're within any of the southeastern states, try and find money to go to the court. If you're from south, Calabar is not far from Owerri, not too far from Owerri. Ikotebene is not too far from Owerri. Even Bayelsa itself is not too far from Yenagoa, is not too far from Owerri. Try and make our time to go to the court. Biafra is in court and see what is happening. It's because we are law-abiding people. We love natural justice. That is why we've been to the court. We have not chosen the path of terrorism. To choose the path of terrorism would have been very, very easy, but we have said no to terrorism. That what we are going to do is to use reason, to use logic, to use persuasion, and to use every civil action known to man to try to extricate ourselves from Nigeria. If you're joining us once again, this is Radio Biafra, reaching you from London. My name is Khan, and I have Dr. Egemba with me in the studio. You can get us via our web portal, which is www.radiobiafra.co, or radiobiafralondon.com, or biliehumanrights.org. Any of these places, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. Also, go to the website and register. You join us on Facebook. You go to the website, you register. You can leave your comments. You can send us any. If you're in Nigeria, if you're in Biafra land, if you come across anything of interest, use your mobile phone, take the picture, upload it to Radio Biafra website. Send it to Radio Biafra. We have our team of administrators who will be able to pick it up immediately and be able to obviously post it on our website page. So it's important that we are relying on you. All the news that we get at Radio Biafra, we are relying on the spot citizen reporting to be able to get it to us. We are relying on people. If you're aware something is happening affecting Biafran people, something is happening affecting Igbo people, something is happening affecting the Doma people, the Efik people, the Anangs, the Bibios, and the Shekiris, the Rob, anybody, the job people,
please take it on your mobile phone and upload it to Radio Biafra. Contact us immediately because we rely on you. If we continue to expose the evil, what we must understand is, if we continue to expose the evil will run away. It will go. The reason why all these people have been behind our back all this while, making us dry, is because they've caged us in ignorance. And we cannot continue this ignorance anymore. If you're joining us, please go and tell your friends. You can also call Radio Biafra. You have the number on your screen. We'll be saying it. You can join us via Skype if you want to. You can come on Tango if you prefer. But this is Radio Biafra. We're not going anywhere until Biafra is realized. We are here to achieve Biafra in truth and honesty. As I won't call it a side distraction today, we have with us here, because we're in London, so we have with us here the paper that was allegedly delivered by Ojuz Okalo to the selection of members of the British Parliament, so we are told. I don't know, did you attend it?
No, I didn't attend it for personal reasons.
For personal reasons. Were you aware of it?
Yes, I was aware of it.
So it did happen?
It did happen. He attended. Well, if we are going to discuss that matter, then I can't be able to say the reason why I didn't attend. Because Ojuz Okalo is... It's difficult for me.
We'll go into it in a minute. Okay. What we're trying to say is that he delivered a paper. Yeah. Let us not shoot the messenger first, because people will say, have you been through what he presented?
Right.
What he presented, I must say, I have read it, is quite compelling. This was given to me today, because I hadn't seen it before. It was given to me today when we attended the Chinua Achebe. I don't know if it's memorial, because you know we are very good at burial. I don't want to call it burial arrangement. We do call it remembrance or celebration of his life. Let's say celebration of Chinua Achebe's life. And this was handed over to me. And it reads very well. It's very compelling, very strong, powerful arguments he made. This is well written. If he behaves 20% or if what he's trying to elicit, if what he's trying to engender in us, is 20% of what is contained in this book, then we don't have a problem with him. If he acts 20%, but what we'll be looking into later on is, has he lived up to what he has written here? Because from what he's saying he has the Igbo people at heart, which we'll go into later, then we'll ask him what happened at Jos in 1999. We'll ask him what exactly went on in Jos when he handed over PDP to Obasanjo and did not support his brother. And why are we forming a new group again? Why is a new group necessary when we have Ohaneze already? Ohaneze is not functioning very well. You can reform Ohaneze from within. You don't need to form another organization. But before we get to that, let us go to the headlines and begin to go through some of the issues that we covered.
Yes, sorry, Nnamdi, sorry. What I wanted to say here is that I know that there are some people who are listening who knows Ojuz Okalo. If he is listening, you know, if you can reach him, tell him that Radio Biafra is online. Radio Biafra is on the air now, discussing about his presentation, the speech he made to the British House of Commons, a select committee. He can phone in so that we can maybe interview him, ask him questions, and he can help us to explain some of the reasons for his outing, and then our listeners will be able also to have the opportunity to have a direct interaction with him, so that people can make up their mind of what his objectives and reasons for the speeches are. That's what I want to add. Go ahead.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. We are not driving anybody away. It is an open platform. Radio Biafra is owned by the listeners. The people listening tonight are the owners of Radio Biafra, on behalf of the entire Biafran people. This is an open platform. If anybody wishes to come to Radio Biafra, if you have the pedigree to present a program, to host a program, you are more than welcome to do so. We have our brother on the line. Let's try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Yeah, can you hear us? No, the line is a bit shaky. It's +556. I don't know which country that is. Please, if you're calling Radio Biafra, try and make it as brief as possible. We have a lot of callers who are queuing up. Those on Skype, we're asking you to wait a little bit more, because I would like those of us in the studio here to be able to digest some of the things we have for you, so that when you're phoning in, you'll be able to get your teeth into the meat, as they say, so you can get an overall perspective of what we're discussing. If you want to call Radio Biafra and speak in Igbo language, you're more than welcome to do so. If you want to speak in broken English, you're more than welcome to do so. In Efik, anything you want to do, because at Radio Biafra, we believe that even Panwine tappers are more intelligent than the professors that you have. If you have a professor who is not doing anything, and you have somebody who is a Panwine tapper or a taxi driver or an Okada rider or whatever, who is coming up with a solution, working towards getting Biafra, here at Radio Biafra, we value them more than anybody. We don't regard your certificate. What you have read is immaterial to us. It's relevant to us. What matters to us is what you have in your brain and what you're willing to contribute to ensure that Biafra is realized in truth and honesty as quickly as possible. Doctor, I wanted to take you on what the headlines we presented. Peter B said to the traditional rulers not to travel. I don't know if that one is even more weightier than the fact that the aircraft belonging to Amaechi was grounded in Yorubaland by Goodluck Jonathan. They said he ran out of license. He bought this aircraft for $48 million. Leased, in fact, not bought, leased for $48 million. It parks on the tarmac every day. They are paying license fee. And people are suffering. Can you tell us, what is this craze about owning private jet? Where did they get that nonsense from? Because on Radio Biafra website, if people can go to Radio Biafra website and read this news, they will see the picture of the Queen of England flying with other passengers, traveling all the way to Australia for 24 hours, because the flight time from UK to Australia is 24 hours. You stop over somewhere in the Far East. It could be Singapore, it could be the Philippines, it could be Malaysia, it could be anywhere, it could be Thailand, it could be South Korea. You can stop over, maybe even in the Middle East. But you must stop over somewhere, because you cannot fly direct to Australia. It is 24 hours. The whole Queen of England, the people that own Nigeria, the people that created this zoo called Nigeria, flies on a commercial airliner. What is a wretched, pauper, a primitive politician like Amaechi doing with a private jet? Boris Johnson, the mayor of London, who is more powerful than the whole governors in Nigeria put together, the mayor of London, the budget he controls is greater than the entire budget of the federal government of Nigeria. He goes to work on a bicycle. He goes to work on a bicycle. The picture is there on the website for people to see. Why are our people behaving like, why are we this way?
Oh dear. It is because of our people's the attitude of the people, our I don't care attitude, lack of accountability. The governors feel that they are the executive governor of their state, and as such, the budget of their state is theirs to do whatever they like.
Is the constitution, yes, in Nigerian constitution, in the 1999 constitution of Nigeria, the budget of a state belongs to the governor.
Of course.
So it's his money. He can decide to pay you or not to pay you if the government worker.
And besides, the people are so complacent to the point that they don't ask questions. They don't say, why is this happening? All that is happening is he surrounds himself with
let us try and take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Yeah, the caller on Skype, give us your name and where you are, please. Hello. Yeah, that he's busy waiting to listen to his voice, which is rather very unfortunate. If you call Radio Biafra, please, you turn your radio down. Why? Why would you want to hear your voice through the radio when you're on live or live on air as well?
You see,
I don't understand it.
Beggars believe that every day we waste precious air time, day in, day out, every second of the day. It is not appropriate, as if our people don't listen, or they have ears, they don't listen. If you want to call us, you must disable everything, mute, reduce the volume, or switch the volume off. Call us. Then after that, then you can put back the volume on, because if the volume is on, it will be echoing. We will not hear. Our voices will be distorted. We will be wasting time. Nobody will hear what you are saying, and your point will not be taken by anybody. So we are wasting time. all the way, the precious airtime we have, we don't use it judiciously.
And we are paying for it. The Absolutely. Airtime we have, we are Absolutely. Actually paying for it. So if you come on air, once you hear hello from myself or from Dr. Egan, but you continue, you say what you want to say. You don't expect us to be asking you all the time, please turn down your radio. It's taking too much time, please. That is not the best way to do it. If you called us previously, you are more than welcome to call us back. But please, when you call Radio Biafra, you reduce the volume of your radio. You mute your computer. You mute your handset. You use your Skype to speak to us. You use your phone to speak to us, because anything you say, we are hearing it. And they, maybe they think that if they are talking, the world is not hearing them, because they can't hear themselves.
That's not the case. And when this thing is happening, we will not take your call. Don't think that we are discriminating or we are screening calls.
Exactly. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. It is still echoing. We are still hearing our voices. We ask you to please try and call back again. Doctor, as you were saying before we took the call from Skype, what is it about our people that we don't learn or try to imbibe good conduct and good character? Are you telling me that Boris Johnson doesn't want to own an aircraft? Why is it that somebody who is more powerful than all the governors in Nigeria put together goes to work on a bicycle? When these buffoons go to have a private jet pass somewhere, nobody's using it.
They don't. Let me put it in one sentence. They don't understand what is accountability and public service. They don't understand what is public service. They don't understand what is accountability. And because nobody holds them to account, we don't. The concept of taxpayers.
Let us see if you can take this call. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Hello, we are hearing. We are trying to take this call from 556. What we keep hearing is our own voice, which is rather very strange. We don't know the country the call is coming from.
Right.
Please, doctor, go ahead.
So what I was saying, that the concept of taxpayers is people don't understand in our own. It's difficult for me to use the accurate terminology in our own country. Let me put it that way. They don't understand the concept of taxpayers' money, because very few people pay tax. I can guarantee you now that if you check the record of President Jonathan Goodluck, his record from the period he has been in the public service, if you note the amount of tax he has paid, it will be in proportion to the income he has made. It is abysmal. If you check that of the state governors, the senators, and this thing, most of them don't even pay tax. What happens is that when they need something that will require them to show evidence of payment of tax, they will go and bribe and forge a tax certificate and bring. So nobody's paying tax, and because the money they are spending is not taxpayers' money, it is oil money. Although it is an amount, it is money that belongs to the people. It is not solely derived from taxation. So they bring this money, it's just like you are printing money, the oil, they will pump it and they will send it abroad, they will refine it, they bring it back and they sell it and make money, distribute it, they will receive their share, they hold it and do whatever they like with it. They don't understand the concept of budgetary allocation. They don't understand what that means. Budget is money set aside for a purpose. Now, tell me, how will you tell me that you have budget for education? This part of it is for teachers' salary. This part of it is for maintaining schools and so on and so forth. But a governor, the state, do not pay teachers their salaries. How do you account for that? So the combination of this, when governors receive the allocation, instead of using it to do what they're supposed to do according to the outline in their budgetary allocation. As a matter of fact, every year, the federal government, state government, and local government, they produce what they call budget. I use the terminology, the so-called, because they don't understand what budget is all about. So what happens to this budget? Then,
no, but it's not. Is the knowing fully well that the people are not highly educated, or I wouldn't say educated. People don't have the willpower or the knowledge to question some of these things that are happening. Why can't they see it beyond themselves to say, I owe it as a duty to those that voted for me, to these suffering masses, you know, to lead a very modest life? Why is there this need for ostentation? It even crossed over into the Biafran struggle as well. Why is it that people who are in positions of leadership, of authority, they want to be ostentatious? I can't for the life of me understand that. Whereas where things are working in all other parts of the world, the more you climb up, the less ostentatious you become. You become what is called, I found the right word for it, you become, all these things won't move you anymore. Because the authority you command is more than anything that money can buy.
Because you are in public service, because in public eye.
Not only
everybody's looking at you.
He's looking up to you. Uh-huh. But our people, you cannot tell me that a whole Queen of England, the Queen of the entire Commonwealth, of which head of state of the Commonwealth, which even Nigeria belongs to, travels on public transport, flies commercial airline, and somebody who says or claims is a governor in a state in Biafra land, in a state in Nigeria, is flying about in an aeroplane. There is something that goes beyond them understanding or realizing that they're doing the wrong thing. That it must be something inherent, something so primitive within them that is leading them to behave this way.
Well, if you like, call it ignorance. It is absolute ignorance, because if these people know they level of poverty that is inherent in the society they live in, if they know the type of suffering the people they are governing.
Let's take this call, doctor, and see if this call, this will be the first caller for the day. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hi, my name is Wiz. I'm calling from Manchester.
From Manchester, please go ahead. Yes.
Yes. I want to ask you, can you give one solution or give the people you're talking about solution how to tackle this problem, not only criticizing? I think you can be able to give them solution on how to tackle it. Maybe they are not aware.
Yes, but we start from you, because we don't know everything. We at Radio Biafra don't know the whole thing. Let's start from you. What is your opinion? Do you think what they're doing is right?
And what can be done?
No, definitely not. But I think I'm not into politics anyway, but I think they need a solution to their problems.
Is it politics? Is it do you have to be in politics to understand that people are starving?
No, just only moral consciousness, you know. But I think they have to be aware about what they are doing. Listening to what you're saying, I don't think they.
Yes, go ahead.
No, it's going back on my ears.
Yeah, that's where you need to turn it down. You see, because you're going back in your ear.
No, I'm not even using radio. I'm using earphones.
Okay,
the thing is, I can't really understand. You know, I'm not. It's too long. I left Nigeria. You know, so. But I think I'm not current with Nigerian politics. You know, I'm just listening. Just a friend text me. So.
Thank you. But why did you leave Nigeria? Let's start from there. Why did you leave Nigeria? Yes.
Why did I leave Nigeria? Because I was in two American embassies. And I married to a German, and I left.
Okay. Okay, you couldn't have married and stayed in the country if things were okay?
Well, bro, you know how it's like.
Sorry.
It's frank and sincere with you. Know how it's like to marry a blonde German, you know?
Absolutely, yes. Thank you very much for calling. Doctor, what we want to do is to try and give people a solution. That is what the caller is saying. The listener from Manchester is saying that. We didn't get his name, incidentally. We should have asked him his name.
If you you give solution now, you remember that we talked about that. So part of this problem is ignorance. Now, are you telling me that the governor of a state, during his campaign, he must have gone about?
No, he's saying what? Let's leave the governors alone for 1 minute, and the senators, those who abandoned Aguleri to Igala people invading and killing our people, and on the floor of the house, they couldn't say anything. Now we have all these people. They are not just, you see, corruption is when you're in office and you do something horrible by taking money to sell favors and all the rest of it. This has gone beyond corruption. What we have is not corruption anymore.
is that is what is called primitive accumulation of wealth. People are collecting money as if they are wild animals. They are behaving the way that an animal would behave in the wild forest. Collect as much as you can. You don't reason, you don't think properly. So these people are not human beings. When our brother is saying, you know, let us give people a solution, the solution is to get Biafra. And the solution is to remove all these obstacles on the way, because no country, we have been saying it here, no country has ever survived without a revolution. The Nigeria is at the point where people should be upset. People should be angry. People should revolt. That is what we are saying. People should say enough is enough. Anybody telling you that revolution is a very bad thing, the person is demented. Because in England here, there was a revolution. They had to cut off the head of Charles I to show him that he's human, led by Oliver Cromwell. In the United States, George Washington led a revolution. In South Africa, even Mandela himself led a revolution. In America also, Martin Luther King led a revolution. Mahatma Gandhi led a revolution. In every country of the world where you have development and progress, up to and including Russia, including France, there were revolutions all over the place.
Even in Ghana,
Something happened in Ghana. So even in the Arab world, things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
The Arab Spring. It's not a question of solution. Is that the power lies with the people. If you are listening to Radio Biafra tonight, you have the power in you to make this change. No other person can do it for you. The power is within you. These people subjugating you, making you to go to dustbin and eat. These people forcing you away from your own country where you come from. We are not where we were born. Some of us are not where we are born. They forced us away to come and look for something to eat and to feed family abroad with. When they're at home, looting the treasure, killing you on top of it. We cannot take it anymore.
Right. So what happened then is this. The answer, the solution is this. The people must take what belongs to them. They entrusted their power to the so-called governors, the president, the elected representative, with the hope that they will carry out what their aim and help them. But these people have renegated. Now these people have to do everything possible to wrestle the power back from them.
Absolutely. Let's see if I take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Yeah, hello, good evening. My name is Ubong. I call from State Mountain Green.
Okay, please go ahead.
We know they see some kind of Israel group for Nigeria, and I think we say most people here really for Nigeria, they don't believe in this cause. Especially, I'm speaking on behalf of the people from Akwa Ibom and Cross River State. I sincerely believe that we should forge ahead and tell a lot of people to contribute to the cause of this crusade. Someone like me, I don't do it for the website. Small, I've made in my mind that every month I'll be giving at least £10 because of this struggle.
And you're from Akwa Ibom, you said?
Yeah.
And you're giving £10 to Radio Biafra. You're from Akwa Ibom?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Go ahead.
The thing we say right now, if everybody, if all Biafrans, including, when you talk about Biafra starts from Delta State, reach Bayelsa from Delta State, from Asaba, Biafra, like from Enugu, you know, say if you're coming from that side, like if you're coming from Lagos, you can take it from Delta, go reach this thing, Bayelsa State. If all of us in the diaspora contribute £1, we should raise like £5 million, 281.2. One thing we should realize is that if you check the road radio from Enugu, all those roads, government know they sincere about us. They are taking oil from us. Take oil, go build Yasa Yoruba land. It's high time we wake up, everybody made a contribute. Forget about the affiliation where you did. If all of us rise up in one after now, go court, contribute our quota, United Nations now go wake up, say, awaiting up. If that is it for Lagos town, say they know they go work, everybody shut their shops and all those things, ground the economy. Import does not import something for the end of the month and all those things. Even the way they diaspora, we know remit money, give back home. The government will wake up because they realize, say, they are just milking us, they are not giving back to our society. Even our problem with a qualify for presidential chief. You are entrusted to take up public funds to help the people, and you are now embezzling money. Then even when the president went from South, which you support, even support the president, then at the same time you won't stand up, go contest, go join the House of Fulani. Such persons in the back in the day should be cast out. Person like Amity should be killed. Sorry, but Amity should be pushed out of the society, because we don't expect to hear things from that. So maybe I just believe we hear people from India don't call yesterday and make those guys ready for India, and make them contribute their own quota so that this struggle will move forward.
Thank you very, very much. You've spoken very, very well. And one thing that you have hit the nail on the head, you said we all need to put hands together to do this. And the promise you're making people is this. If we give Radio Biafra and Bilier Human Rights Initiative the help that is needed, by this time next year, United Nations will be asking us to settle us. They'll be asking Biafrans where do you want the boundary to start and where do you want it to end? Because there comes a time when you cannot take this type of nonsense anymore, and that time is now. The people back home you're talking about, they are all interested in Biafra, but it is fear. People are so poor, they are so impoverished. That is why every group, every pro-Biafran group that is established and is controlled from Biafra land, from Nigeria, will fail. Because people are so hungry. It is very, very easy to compromise them. It's a challenge to anybody. Any pro-Biafran group based and intellectually, the people running it, they are based in Nigeria, in Biafra land. Nigeria will always find a way to bribe and to buy them. They can never survive. That is why we miss Prince Ojaka so much. Prince Ojaka of BLC was the first leader to recognize and say that the struggle for Biafra must be led from abroad and funded from abroad. If you leave it back home, people are so hungry they will compromise the struggle. And because of hunger, people cannot rise up. They not even have food in the stomach to summon the courage to stand up and go on a protest. How can they protest? We have to feed them to protest. We have to energize them to protest. We have to fuel them to protest. That is how UN can listen. People asking us to go. Thank you very much for what you have said. We've taken on board what you have said. It is fantastic. And Doctor, what do you want to say to him? He's been contributing. He said,
yes, I want to thank him very much for his contribution and hope that others will borrow a leaf from the action he has done.
But
thank you,
my brother. At the end of the day, it's not that expensive. The note of saying make everybody bring millions of dollars, pounds, yen, or whatever currency. If all of us really make fund appeal like how the British they do, like when they do charity. This is a charity, like you guys said yesterday, you cannot take money. Your brother in Christianity is not be saying your brother get hungry. You know, Christianity is when your brother get hungry, give him food. Nobody say you carry money, go dash pastor, make you buy private jet, come move around. Maybe say poor people will stay there for the church. You know, so this thing they do now Christianity with the practice, with the
world. We are doing Christian work at Radio Biafra.
Charity work.
This is honestly charitable work. Yes, that is what we are doing at Radio Biafra. And thank you very, very much for calling. And may the peace of the Lord be with you. He's come from Edmonton in North London. We have another caller on the line. Let us try and take this call and see what they have to say. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. Hello?
This is
Radio Biafra, please. The whole world is listening. What do you want to say?
Yes, what I wanted to say this evening is this, because we are bent upon making sure that Biafra is reduced and established. We will be organizing a serious revolutionary campaign in honor of our leader Chislap Wazuki, who is being held, and the more important thing for the government of Nigeria is based upon lying on the prisoner pool of family. We mustn't think that this is what happens. So we are organizing a revolution, civil campaign to that effect. So we are calling all evils, all the actors all over the world. Very soon, a committee is being contemplated upon organizing the campaign. We must have to work from Downing Street to the Nigerian Satellite, the board of Nigerian High Commission here in the UK. We mustn't allow that to see that happen.
Yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. We have heard what you've said. The world has heard what you have said. But what we are telling you this evening is that Wazirike is not in detention. He has not been arrested yet. He is a free man walking about. And we have said it on Radio Biafra, time without number. If Nigeria moves against Wazirike, we move against Nigeria. We don't want him to be arrested. We don't want Wazirike to face any treasonable charges. That is what the stance of Radio Biafra. We will defend Wazirike to the hilt, to the last person, if they come to arrest him. That is what we are saying. We will leave England and fly back home and make sure that he is defended to the last person. Not like his so-called security. When Nigerian police come, they run away. No, we will defend him. But what we are saying and saying in effect is that if you are doing something wrong in the name of Biafra, you better repent and change and follow the right path immediately. We cannot defend you if you go to the enemy and take money from the enemy. When the enemy comes for change, you say, no, you don't have any change. We should defend you. No. If you are compromised with Nigeria, we will abandon you for them to do with you as they please. But in this very instance, because he is raising the banner of Biafra, either truthfully or untruthfully, we will rally behind him and we will defend him. That is the stance of Radio Biafra, and that is the stance that our listeners want us to take. We will defend Wazirike. That is what we are saying. Regardless of our ideological differences, we shall defend him. That is what we are saying. Anytime a rally is called in London, we will turn up. But our people are dying. There are more pressing things happening. When we call for protests in London against Boko Haram, which Radio Biafra editorial board members led, not that too many Igbo people turned up. Other people came. Igbos did not come. They were killing us in the north. They didn't come. So it will take a miracle to be able to wake them up from their slumber. That is why we like our brother Akor from Edmonton, who is from Akwa Ibom, who understands what it means to be in Biafra. Let us not forget, for people who will start saying, oh, they sold us out, Efiong was the second in command from Akwa Ibom. They fought gallantly during the war and were marching on. Thank you very much and God bless you.
Yes, you have just concurred that while Wazirike is still free, we cannot, we will hold our fire, we will hold our peace and wait and see what federal government is going to do. But I don't think that they will be stupid enough to go after him. Court case is one thing. We all know what Nigerian judicial system is all about. The pronouncement of the court is one thing. Putting it into action is a different matter. When that time comes, when we reach that bridge, we will fashion a way to cross it.
Thank you very much. We are having difficulties with our Skype this evening, unfortunately. It's taking time. I don't know why it keeps going down all the time. So we do apologize if you're... Yes, Doctor.
Yes, that's something I wanted to say about our caller who said something about rallying people in connection with what our...
I was apologizing for the Skype that is not working. The Skype isn't working. We are telling them that please do try and bear with us. Okay. The Skype isn't working. We hope it should be up and running very shortly. But if it doesn't, you know the number to call. Please try and give us a call on the phone line today. The number is +44 78 31 308 376. Again, +44 78 31 308 376. That is the number. It's on your screen. Once our Skype is up and running, we'll be able to take your calls on Skype, because we know that some of you are now accustomed to calling on Skype. Once again, if you're joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you live from London. We did promise upon our return from our escapades and our journey into Biafra land and Nigeria that will bring you daily Radio Biafra broadcast, and that's what we are doing. I'm on the counter, I'm at the studio here with Dr. Chukwuma Egemba. Yes, Doctor, you were trying to draw my attention to something. Yes,
yes, it's about the attitude of our governors and elected representatives and their unashamedly quest to accumulate material things, private jet, etc. Now, why our people have not moved up against them, is because of the level of poverty in the land. And the governors knows this. And they are doing everything possible to keep it that way. To make sure that they don't do anything that will empower the people. They don't do anything that will make them to think and rise up against them.
Hello? This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Okay, my name is Jude, and I'm calling from Sweden.
Jude from Sweden, please lower your radio. We make this appeal all the time. We beg you in the name of God, lower your radio. Please, we beg you in the name of God, lower your radio.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
As a matter of fact, I think you people actually have a good agitation, but one thing I actually know about Nigeria is that they are easily penetrated when it comes to do with bribery. You know, if you're able to get one or two, because I know the strategy these politicians use, or these people that you really want to fight towards this secession, let me put it that way, you know, what they do is they try to get one, two, three, or four persons, and, you know, they say Igbo people or Biafrans are never united. You cannot compare the unity that is between the Biafrans with that in the of the Northerners. The Northerners are very, very united. You get what I mean? That is a problem that I think will be there in with the Biafrans. So if there will be a way to guard against this issue of being a traitor just because of few amount of money that you will collect in order to jeopardize the whole process, that can be put in place. And also, this contribution that you just said as regards people who are going to fight about this from abroad, what is the assurance that, you know, people who are going towards it are still not going to be, you know, to employ some corrupt practices into it?
Is a very good
because
question.
I know a lot of people are very, very ready to make whatever contributions that it takes to move for this agitation.
Yes. Thank you very much for your very wonderful question. And that's the type of questions we welcome. There is a saying where we come from. Is an adage. Through somebody's antecedents and what they have done over time and over a period, you know if they're genuine or not. I don't know if you read the interview that I gave to Sun newspaper. That was last week, Saturday or so. Saturday week that was published. If you Google it, you should be able to find it online. We started this being involved in the Biafran struggle since 1996. There is no Igbo politician we don't know. There is no Igbo person, agitator, name it, that we have not worked with or worked for. Ask any of them, have we ever come to ask them for ministerial appointment before? Have we asked for commissionership? Have we asked for contract before? At some point in the in time gone by, we organized Peter Obi's campaign in this country when Ojukwu introduced him to us. When Tekwa Sokode brought him to us, we campaigned for Peter Obi. When people abandoned him, we campaigned for him in England here. And did everything humanly possible to pressure international, to pressure the British government, to pressure Yoruba people. It was after the protest we organized here that Wole Soyinka, for the very first time, said that Peter Obi should be given his mandate. We petitioned Yoruba people attending a meeting at Excel Center in the Docklands. Go and ask anybody. We did it for Peter Obi. Did we go to Peter Obi or to Tim Menakaya or to Victor Ume to say, oh, please, we worked for you, give us this? Because we worked for ABGA, hoping that ABGA was the political equivalent of Biafra. We didn't know we were working for a bunch of charlatans. We wanted Biafra, nothing more, nothing less. Anybody that knows the way that the editorial board of Radio Biafra works from time will know that we are incorruptible. Nothing on this planet can corrupt us. It's better for us to be dead than to be corrupt. Go and write it down. As we are saying it, you write it down somewhere. Say, this is what we said. Any day you hear that Radio Biafra is compromised, I am giving you the permission to go and get a gun or get a knife and shoot any of us dead. I will write a will and put down and say, anybody that kills me for selling my people, the person shouldn't go to jail. I will write and I'll publish it. We are here to fight for Biafra and not to play games.
Okay, and to add to that, my brother.
It is a fight. it is a fact that everybody will go. You know, sometimes due processes may not work because, you know, the way Nigeria is politicized today, corruption is part of the system. It moves in this, you know, it's a stream. It's like a stream that runs, you know, within the bone marrow. Like there is one of the callers, one of your callers, you know, he made mention of stopping every commercial activities that is handled by Igbo. And the Biafrans, they have, let me say, 80% of commercial activities, importation, go to Lagos. It is the economic activities piloted by Biafrans. Go to everywhere, seize everything, let everybody strictly on this. Then you see, you know, things will start to work out. And when you want to go through due processes, maybe you go to UK for this, you go to this. I'm telling you, they will penetrate this, and these are the people who messed this whole thing from the beginning.
That is correct. You are absolutely right. But that is what we said. The late Prince George Yako, and may his soul rest in perfect peace wherever he is. He said it before that if you allow people back home, if you allow people in Biafra and in Nigeria to run the Biafran struggle, Nigeria will always find a way to bribe them. Always they'll be compromised. Always they'll be compromised. That is why every genuine freedom fighting movement is always piloted from outside. Always, without fail, anywhere, including Russian revolution. Every revolution, including American revolution, is all planned from outside, and then you bring the activities in and execute it. Over time, you execute it. What we are telling people is this: there is no need, everything we have said at Radio Biafra, we have done. Everything Radio Biafra have said it is going to do, it is going to do it, and we have done it. And when we say that we are not afraid of people, we are not afraid of anybody. No human being on this earth, we're not afraid. We are broadcasting from Britain. We are broadcasting from the place they said is impossible. We went to Biafra land, we broadcasted from Biafra land, from Owerri itself. We went to Port Harcourt, we broadcast from Port Harcourt. We broadcasted from Onitsha, from Nnewi, from Enugu, and came to Lagos and announced in Lagos that Radio Biafra will broadcast, and we did it. What else are we supposed to do? This is Radio Biafra. We are not talking about a mass up or any other movement that people are running all over the place. No. When we speak, as you're speaking to us tonight, the whole world is hearing your voice. No other person has done it before. It's only Radio Biafra. Doctor, go ahead.
Yes, my brother. While you are still there or you are listening, it is important that you take note of what we just said now. The reason why Radio Biafra has been incorruptible all this while, since 2009, since 1996, 1997, we have been in this struggle, is in fact principally because we are located outside. It will be difficult for them to reach us. Yes, we are not rich, we are poor, we are struggling, but we can be able to afford to put food on the table and continue the struggle. So and that is why it has been very difficult for our home-based brothers to be very, very consistent. Somewhere along the line, regardless of how patriotic, how zealous they are in the struggle, somewhere along the line, they will be compromised because of hardship, because of poverty. They will be won over. They will be bribed over. This is why we are saying that since we have the opportunity of staying outside Nigerian territory, we will be being able to broadcast. You are in Sweden. Our brothers are in India, in all over the world. Now, our home people are saying, brothers, from here back home, it is very, very difficult for us. When someone is pressed with hunger, with medical treatment, with this thing for his family, then any small temptation, they will fall in. But we are not facing that challenges outside Nigeria, everywhere most of us are. That is why we are saying those of us are in the diaspora, those of us that are scattered all over the world, except Nigeria, let us come together and put our heads together to make sure that we drive this struggle forward.
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, yes. My name is Chris. I'm calling from Dublin.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes, I've listened to the discussion that people are put in, you know. I believe in the struggle, and I know that this is gonna be a reality. The thing that I have to suggest here is Our people need education to educate them. You know, maybe when we come to air, maybe we have a guideline, and this, you know, for people to see the future from now. Tell them what the stages of things that they have to go through, or that is possible. You know, so yeah, criticism is also very good. But then the other side of it is also, while we are criticizing, we are building our own, so that when we go out there, we will be very much informed on the things that are possible, you know. So I agree with the other callers that say that you know, if you come, we are the enterprises of Nigeria. We are the ones that are holding the, no matter what the people will say, we are the ones that are doing the business. We're the ones that have the local economy in our hand. And if our cause is just, a market woman will join us. Those that we want to help, or those that are suffering, they will come out in support of the call. Because this is a call. So everybody that have to answer this call will answer it in a true faith and believe. So what I am saying is, we have to educate our people. If we educate our people, if we put our people in the right, if we put ourselves in the right order, and the people around us now get more information, get the most accurate information, we will actually going to mobilize those people. Because we will fight this fight from abroad, but we will win it in the shores of Biafra, in the Biafran country. Yes. The fight will not be won outside. We'll stay here and do the mobilization. I think what we people are doing, and what we have, like myself now, I've joined this, is mobilization. We mobilize ourselves, we give information, and then the people back home are the ones that are going to do the mobilization. So that's my first point. My second point here is, even though that this thing will going to cost money, we are not poor people. The Biafrans are not poor people, though the Nigerians have made the Biafran citizens look poor, look like they are asking for something they have. We are already rich. God have made the people rich and give them the mind to enterprise, give them the mind to create and do their own things. So that is the cause we are fighting for, so that our people will now know what we have is enough for us to... Sorry, I'm outside. So okay. What we have is enough to treat our people and also bring the things for our generation, because this is our generation, and the people that are going to come is who we have to do this for. We are not going to do it for ourselves, because we are already, our parents in those days have suffered and passed the battle to us, and then we are the ones to finish it. And when we finish then our children and our grandchildren, they will be the ones to enjoy. So I want to say this, and I know that it requires money as well. The amount of money that it requires is too much, but the grace will bring those things to make it easy for us. So I said it very clearly, our people need to be educated. Maybe there will be a section of the program that will educate, will be fun of educating people, so that people, when they tune in, they will understand that this is and this and this is what we are going to do. And then when we stay here and mobilize people, they call it like a catalyst, as a reagent, some people will be positioned in those, our market places, giving information, what is going on. There will be a grand people there as well that will give me information. so that the information will circulate, so that when those that have a doubt in their mind, they need to, you know, be convinced and convinced and convinced, so that one day, like the court case is coming up in Owerri or at Owerri, so in the next 2 days, people will now come informed, well informed of what is going on. And like in yourself, Carlo, you have used the word revolution. Yes, that the revolution is not going to start only by talking, or we talking in the radio, or that's a groundwork. And those people, we even though we are here, we have to get connect to people that we can say this thing, go to this Eke market, go to Ori market. Nobody might know you, maybe they might not know you, that is what you are doing. It's difficult, but it's achievable. There are people will handle that area. So educating our people is the paramount. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And before you go, if you're still there, before you go, have you made your own commitment? Because you said to fund this exercise you're talking about, because we are going to be in England. There are billion Human Rights Initiative members all over the country. To fund such an exercise is absolutely monumental. But there are millions of us. That's what our brother is saying. If 1 million people can contribute £5 every month or £10 every month, we will have enough money, more than the Biafran government had, between 67 and 70, to prosecute this very initiative. Unless people are saying that we should go to the same corrupt people that are putting us in Nigeria to fund this project. Is that what we are saying? That we should go
You see, like, I live here, I live in Dublin, you know, and now I have start to make a contact. You know, it's not everybody you will talk to immediately, will start to say, okay, I will follow up with what you are saying, you know. You have to also convince the people, tell them, listen to this radio. And then maybe from there you have one or two people that will form a forum with you. Then you start to reach out. So myself, my own capacity, I can only ask for your memory. Ihe ọganye wofu mamiri ofu onye mana enwe ike nweta nwanne ṅụ ọnọdụ ya abụọ ọrụ ya atọ ị na-anyị mamiri a na-eme a na-agba ụfụfụ. So the work here is already started. Maybe very soon the people in Dublin will contact you in London, and then there will be a kind of understanding there. So I cannot say there will be no financial support that will come through. There will be some financial support that will come through.
Okay.
So I believe that, yes. It has to be some, you know, as I get the message, I believe in the message. Some other person has to believe the message.
Okay.
You know, this is something that the heart of every man is speaking one thing. You see, that is how to know, if you want to know the how many percentage of the people that agree with you, is they can say 100%, well, 50%. Then the 50% is how many people have entered into such, maybe those that if you interview 1,000 people and over 600 people agree to what you are saying. You know what it means, that if you put it all over the nation, that is the majority.
Okay,
and that
brother,
is what I'm saying. Have to go in that direction.
Okay, well, thank you very much. You've made a very valid point. And it is important that you continue to do what you have just said. Continue to work with the people, the group you belong to, pass the message, galvanize the people in Dublin towards this project. It is important that we act in unison in order to execute this program. So thank you very much, and continue what you are doing. We appreciate it.
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, my name is Chinonso Ofor.
Former from Abuja, please raise your voice a bit. It's a bit low. Go ahead.
Okay. I called you today to criticize you based on your report on Wazirike and myself.
Yes.
So, like I was speaking that yesterday before you cut me off. Wazirike, I know, is a there was a day, 2001 precisely, one Mr. Gabriel Ogu. They assassinated him at Aba. So we went to his burial at Mbaise. I from Abuja went to the burial as a Masodian. So at the Mbaise, Wazirike told Mr. Gabriel Ogu that this thing that killed him, he will never go back to that struggle. He told me Gabriel Ogu while he was lying on the casket that he will never go back from the struggle of Biafra. So, but here in Abuja, Masob, because of the demolitions and so many things, Masob activity stopped. So for a very long time, me, I traveled out and come back to Abuja again, and I've not been hearing much about the myself. So some of our members have not been seeing them to know what is going on. So I used to read a lot of
criticisms in my brother, I'm sorry. You said I cut you off yesterday. I don't want to cut you off today. So after all that talking to the dead body at Mbise, you can't find my sub members around you anymore. What happened?
Come again, please.
No, I said after the swearing of the body that you people will never abandon the struggle, which I agree and I accept. What happened to my sub activities where you are? What made people to disappear? What happened?
Like I told you, in Abuja, there is a demolition. So, like the place I stay, I live in, we call it Garki 1 here. So, that's a lot of our members, most of them, they break their places of business because it's in a business place. So, right now, we are not modding the meeting because a lot of people are scattered.
So what you're saying is that I want to ask you some questions before you continue. You have all the time in the world. I'm sure that our listeners can appreciate because we have been very, very critical of MASOB. So it's good that a MASOB member has called Radio Biafra to put the record straight. So I welcome it. Thank you very much. But I want to ask you a question. The question I want to ask you is, have you been to Okwe before? Okwe, where was Rike lives? Have you been there before?
Yes, I've been in Okwe.
Have you seen the house that they call Freedom House? Have you seen it before?
Yes.
When was that house built?
The house was been building like 2006, 2008.
So after the struggle, he started to build a house.
Hello?
You mean the 2006, 2007, 2008, he built a house called Freedom House, is that correct?
Yes.
Before that, did he have a house in Okwe?
I don't know.
Good. But you know he built Freedom House. Do you know the person called Nelson Mandela?
Yes, of course, I know that.
Can you tell me, my brother, in a very calm way, can you tell me any freedom fighter you know in the world that built a house?
That I know in the world?
Yes, any freedom fighter from Che Guevara to the latest one, who's the latest one? I think John Garang died before Southern Sudan got independence. Tell me a genuine freedom fighter that built a house, you know, before.
I've not gone to research about freedom fighter that built house, but I know that
No, I'm talking
Ojukwu has so many properties.
Not Ojukwu. It was Ojukwu's father, for goodness sake. Let us get the facts straight. It was Simeon Ojukwu, not Ikemba. No. People are getting it. He used his father's money to finance the Biafran struggle. No doubt about that. That was his father's money, not his own. I will ask you another question. Which freedom, when did Wazirike become a JLMD? Chieftaincy title. Which freedom fighter do you know that has a chieftaincy title?
My brother. What you do is that Wazirike himself, I'm not actually, based on his recent activities, I'm not happy about it, going about of the chieftaincy titles and so many other activities. But I don't think it's based on that you will crucify my son of non-performing again or something. If I show that Wazirike has a compromise, at least he will know and he will tell us as in the member that there's no more interested of this matchup or something.
So I
believe that there are so many things.
Hold on. Let us take it one after the other. So, because people are listening attentively all over, all other lines have gone quiet. They are listening to what you're saying and they are taking it in. So you're telling me that Wazirike will come and tell you that I have abandoned the struggle. You expect any grown-up man to come to you and say, after wasting over 5,000 lives and collecting people's money through dues, oh, now I am abandoning the struggle. He will tell you. And what will you do to him? If Wazirike came to you or to that family of the boy that died at Mbise, that they buried, and say, I am no longer interested in this struggle, what will you do to him?
Okay, I guess you will not come out to say such, but Wazirike, I think you are aware that my son declared for public holidays by June or thereabouts. You are aware?
Yes, we are aware, but public holiday doesn't give you freedom.
At home, we declare it at home based on the Igbo people's apostles they killed.
Mm.
We declare public sit at home to mourn them. We are aware about that.
Yes, we are aware of it, and we've reported it, that there is a sit at home, but sit at home does not give you freedom. I can sit at home and nothing will happen. Anybody who is telling you that sitting at home and putting your hands between your legs gives you freedom, that person is a lunatic. That is not how you get freedom. Nowhere in the world can you get freedom by coming out and going to the newspapers and talking rubbish one after the other. You talk nonsense after nonsense after nonsense after nonsense. Nothing happens. Do you know that Wazirike, we have his pictures? Let me ask you a question. You need to know this. People in Abuja, because you live in Abuja. Do you know that Patience Jonathan, the wife of Goodluck Jonathan, inaugurated and gave Wazirike a dress as and made him a justice of peace?
I'm not aware.
Do you know we have the pictures? Do you want us to publish it?
It's possible, man.
Okay.
At least that will make us more understand what you are saying. Because based on this criticism that I've been hearing, nobody has ever come back and say, this is exactly what Wazirike did.
Okay.
So, what you have been hearing is that he has compromised or something. But what we want to know what he did. So, you can give us the fact, everything. So,
okay.
Be sure of you are telling us the truth.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Go on.
I want to give you one reference. There was a time in Abuja here. There was a time because and me in myself, I'm into I'm in the security side of myself. So there was a time in Abuja here. Some people recruited themselves, Igbo peoples, our brothers. They recruited themselves, claimed that they are myself members. With very many big population, about thousands of them. We read myself, we went, we spied the place, they are doing the meetings, we check the papers, we know what they are doing. We used to go to the meeting and report that to our own province side. So at the end of the day, these same Igbo people, they brought bosses and that some of the members here in Abuja. They brought bosses and that them. So these people, later on, they gathered the the whole ID card of these members of the people they gather, about 1,000 of them also. They come and show it in television in Abuja here, that Masaba surrendered. So can you imagine that kind of a thing? Our people too, really. But he was risked again, Wadika was even in prison, sir. And we are going to the court every time for Wadika's bailout. And these people went and gathered our people and claimed that my soldiers have surrendered and Wadika is just fighting on his own. I think you might have heard about it. So you coming now, or whoever people come now to be telling me, we want to know the facts. We want to know what Wadika did.
Are you not ready to listen?
I know what I've contributed in this myself issue and the struggle of that.
I agree.
So some people to come out now, they're telling us that Wadika is the person that did house for this Jaffa, former Jaffa war fighters.
The veterans.
Wadika did house for them.
Now listen.
You have never done such in
your life. I'm coming. Let's answer your question. You've asked a question, I will answer you.
Yes.
So, did you go into freedom fighting to build houses for veterans or to get freedom for your people?
My brother, we can do anything to create awareness that we are doing. Like what you are doing now, you are broadcasting. The radio Biafra is.
No, I asked you a question. What is the essence of freedom fighting?
We are not into violence.
No, so
I'm a businessman, for Christ's sake, with family. I cannot even leave my family now. I can't fight for Igbos, but I'm not ready to fight. Who is ready to fight in this Igbo, this Nigeria you're talking?
I understand what you're saying. But you've not answered my question.
Let's use this non-violence method of it.
Can you, so non-violence is, my brother, don't be offended. I'm asking you a simple question. By true question, the truth will come out. I asked you, did you go into myself to build houses for veterans or to get us Biafra?
Yes. It's part of the fighting for the freedom.
So building.
Those people we are living, those people that we build house, we are living under the trees then. No house. We want to build house for them. Bring house in that place, then we are making money. See,
okay.
Every people are in them, but nobody even contributed to go for their welfare.
I asked you a question, you have not answered me the question.
Excuse me, I want you to know that Wadika is not claiming that he's doing it, he's building that house for them. He's saying it's myself, everything he's doing is myself that is doing it.
I will ask you another question if you'll be kind enough to answer me. Did you people go into Masop to build houses for people or did you go to get us freedom? It's a simple yes or no answer.
Okay, I heard you.
And what is your answer to my question?
To answer you the question which I've answered severally is part of the struggle, my brother.
So it's part of the struggle. In your own understanding, it is part of the struggle to be building a house and not pursuing the struggle. Now, let me ask you a final question. Do you know that Wazirike campaigned for PDP at the last election? For Ohakim? And that Ohakim gave them 5 million naira? And do you know Ohakim gave Masop 5 million naira?
PDP gave Masop 5 million.
Yes.
If he chooses to do that, that is his problem.
Oh, so it is. So this is. So. No, hang on. This is the same. Hang on. This is the same politician within Nigeria that we are not fighting for. Now you are campaigning for PDP, and you stay on the phone and talk to the world and tell me you are fighting for Biafra. You fight for Biafra in the morning, in the evening you campaign for PDP, and you tell me you're a freedom fighter. You Masop is a disgrace to freedom fighting. If you're telling me you can campaign for PDP in Nigeria and then you tell me you're a freedom fighter, that's a disgrace. Please, Doctor, go ahead.
Yes, the issue of Masop and the leadership is something that the members.
You heard what he said.
Yes, it's something that the unfortunately.
Incredible.
I am saying this with absolute certainty and with great pain in my heart that majority of innocent Masop people, Masopians, do not know what is being done in their name. They don't know. Their leader is telling them one thing and he is doing absolutely different thing. And they don't know the different thing he is doing. If they know the different thing their leader is doing in their room, they will understand.
Let's not take up precious time on discussing this.
It's rather unfortunate. But very soon, they will come to realize what is being happened, what is being done in their name.
Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. We've had a very lengthy discussion with our brother from Abuja defending MASOB. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Yes, it's Kanye speaking from meeting.
Yes, please go ahead.
Ndewo. You see, this, I know how you feel now, and a lot of people are feeling hurt now because everybody is listening attentively. You see, the guy that called, you can see that guy has money by staying that long on that phone, and that guy is very, very hurt because he's defending his his uncle. Because now, if everybody listens where that guy is hitting and where that guy is going, that guy, every Biafra knows everything now going on. The whole Nigeria know. But every time we pick up this Wazirike issue, nobody has ever argued with this thing, this kind of argue that this guy did tonight. Because this guy has a connection with Wazirike. He gives us he gives us another different name for him to stay and defend that kind of argument. So everybody now knows that thing clearly. And if that thing will cause that Radio Biafra to stop picking calls from Abuja people, because this guy will keep coming and this guy will keep interrupting. And this guy will make sure that because this fight hasn't finished, because this guy is ready to defend his uncle. Because he's called uncle. But apart from that, I come back to my own contribution. You know, yesterday I said something about every Biafran to, you know, bear it in mind. And if Radio Biafra, we announce it to every Biafran all over the world, because this is summer now, we have to do something this year, before this year runs out, we have to do something that to show the world there are people called Biafra. We are suffering. Boko Haram has pursued us until we get to the boundary. We can't go anywhere again. Look at us. Even we are in trouble here. We can't go home. Even you can't go Christmas. You can't go anything again, because even from airport, once you come back, you come down far. Even immigration, you tell them that you are Igbo man. They will take you from there. So we are in trouble.
Yes. That's correct, yes.
So it allows me to be wrong, and the only one who is coming in Nigeria will come out, because I know some people will not come out because we are people.
There is no money in it, so they won't come.
So we need to do this thing quickly. The number will not be like it, but one of them is after I have to say 1 million. We go back. After that, you do it. So we don't be like after that. After that, so can you do one million? Korea, all over the world, Mandela, Australia, India, Russia, China. If they can do it, let everybody stand. That day, every day, it is all Biafrans, you see, and the people that are in my studio, Nigeria, and I'm lamenting here, but now, yes, this is, you know, let's do something, let's do noise. We are everywhere on the planet. I told you there is heaven. There is no way you knock now, you see the man. In this planet, my name is. So why can't we do something about this? I don't even know if we are late, we are so come on, like you are not now. Some are better than an hour, but I'm leaving again, we should get it. We have an hour, but I'm not going to be able to do it. Also, we have an hour, we mean I don't enjoy radio theater. No, we need to do something. We are the people suffering, our people are suffering. Because everything we are making every day here is hurting people. And the people will open their mouth and argue and say, don't say it the way you're saying it. You see, you're going to reach. You're going to one day carry on the plan.
It's true. It's true.
So I don't know where we are going now. Okay, now, yesterday, I wanted to go back after the guy from India called. You see, our problem that there in Nigeria, even here in abroad here, listen, we are not, outside, they are not fighting us. Outside, they don't have that strength. The strength they have is to destroy our people for their own land. They cannot fight us in our land, and they can do nothing. Even in a nuclear ground, they can't fight us. So, what they are doing is to fight their own ground, and declare that Islamic wherever they have in plan, because they don't want us anymore. So now Yoruba people cannot even rise to point finger at the Biafran. Then now the main war, why this war is tough, is because we are fighting ourselves. Our own people are fighting us seriously.
That is correct, yes. I agree.
And yes, they will die. This war, that is why this war will take, hey, I don't know. Because they will die in this war.
Yes.
Because they are seeing us as enemies. Even they see the people doing the radio, they are as poor people. Look at these people, man. They are just wasting their time. Look at this, the comments.
Yes, that is true.
Because they have served their right to an enemy, and those people kind of literally too, because we are not as a current man to another English and they know it, and there is no way they can announce it, say these people are killing us in our property, because that property is what is setting them back, and that is the thing that will kill them. Do you know that Igbo man, we and somebody was arguing 2 weeks ago, and that person wanted to fight me. I started asking me, okay, why you are here? Even the argument, the guy cannot even feel it the way we brought it. He was going using life and knocking everywhere. That is not an argument. We are saying something. Yeah, we are evil people. We do these things. We go everywhere we go, even in Ghana. Even Ghana government, you know, are scared, because everywhere you go, we release our hands and we do it. We forgot our home.
Brother, what you're saying is important. Yes, what we need to do is what you're saying is we buy it completely. Is what we need to do, but it takes money to mobilize people, and as you said, we don't have that. If we keep saying this thing all the time, let people give us help and watch. As you said, if nothing happens between now and next year March, then we are fools. We know what to do. Today, tomorrow, to match whoever comes home, we will match Boko Haram blow for blow. We can match them. We can match them.
Everybody, even if you call 100 people now, you will see that 80 people will run away from you because they know the game. Do you know that this thing now, our people are ready to bring Boko Haram back in their compound and keep them there for them to, you know, for them to fight for them. Because of this Biafra thing, because this Biafra thing, you know, this Biafra thing is in the blood, and we know that we're not going to go back anymore. Even if we fail, we start again. We will be failing and be starting.
Thank you very much.
We cannot fail this time. So that is why, now that we are in this level now, we have to prepare and we need sponsorship. We need everything, every woman and man. And you see, I was saying yesterday, we forgot our women.
The women are coming. In fact, we want to interview one of them. They are coming. The women are coming. Believe you me that they are coming. Yes. So you just be a little bit patient. They are coming. Radio Biafra is on air every day. If you can come from Luton to our studios, we will host you. You'll be part of the program if you want to. Because we are very open. We don't hide. You see, people need to understand the way we operate. We don't hide. Doctor, is that correct? And thank you very much, my brother, for calling. Thank you.
Of course, since 2009, we have been in the open where we are. We don't hide. If someone not want to know where we are, the access is there for everyone. So what our brother said is correct. We need to coordinate nationwide or international action to showcase this struggle and to bring it to the attention of the world.
Thank you very much.
But we need help in that process.
We do need help, of course. Without help, we are nowhere to be found. If you're just joining us, we've had very lengthy conversations. Let us see if we can go on the line and get one of our people to be able to speak to us. This is Radio Biafra. Please start by confirming who you are and where you are this evening. Yes. Princess, thank you very much. This is Radio. You'll be joining us. Please tell our listeners all over the world, because our last brother that called from Luton was saying that we need more women here, and we're telling them that we have very formidable Biafran women here. We have very formidable Igbo women, of which you are one of them, because you're a very famous presenter here. And can you please use your mouth to tell them that you'll be joining Radio Biafra very soon to host a program on Radio Biafra? That's correct, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We are very, very grateful for your contribution. We look forward to welcoming you here to be able to host the Women's Hour on Radio Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you. They'll be hearing more from you. Yes, Dr. Yeah,
While you're on, Princess, please hold on. Why are you still online? You see, for a very long time, we have been telling our listeners to wait that our women are coming. And now that you are coming on board, they will be very, very eager to know when is it going to happen. So, is there any idea when this is going to happen? Because they are itching to know when is this going to happen. Because I know that then our switchboard will be jammed with colors.
Absolutely. Can you give us an idea? We are looking at next week, obviously. When... course.
I'm just speaking of this.
That is correct, yes. Amen. Thank you very much. I think we are all looking forward to that. Thank you very much and have a very pleasant evening. We are all looking very forward to that. That is Princess Ifem. We'll be joining N1M2, for that matter. That's her husband's name. Who'll be joining Radio Biafra. Very formidable, very great, well-connected in England, in London especially, and very close to the powers that be in this country. Let's take this final call and then we'll bring it to an end for the day. This is the final call we'll take today. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Tochukwu. I'm calling from London.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'm calling with reaction to the caller from Abuja.
Yes.
And I hope in the spirit of brotherliness that he is still tuned on to the radio.
Yes,
without going, you know, out frustrated. I want to react because I was sort of shocked when he was asked, you know, why Wazirike was, you know, involved with politicking for PDP, and he was like, and so what? Well, the first rule in freedom fighting is you don't involve politics.
That is correct.
With freedom fighting,
that
you
is correct.
Don't at all. That is the number one rule of freedom fighting. So that is where, you know, Wazirike and the leadership of MASOB, you know, went wrong, you know, and it is unfortunate. And you see, this is the reason why, because I've been following your radio broadcast every day for the past like 5 days now.
Yes.
And this is the reason why I keep saying this Radio Biafra must exhibit transparency, you know, where everybody is able to understand what is going on in Radio Biafra. Because I think where MASOB got it wrong was there was this issue, you know, the leadership keeping everything in secret to themselves. And you know, you have legitimate people who are like foot soldiers, who are members of MASOB, who don't know what is going on in the leadership. And this is very, 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 very unfortunate, you know. It is highly unfortunate because you have people who have put down their life, you know, for the struggle, you know, and then you
yes.
have people at the top who have gone to sell out, you know, for their personal benefits. And it's very, very saddening. You know, however, I believe that, you know, Radio Biafra London must not sort of ostracize our members who are Mazobians, you know.
They we are not. We just want them to repent from their sins. We are not ostracizing. We want them to come back to the struggle and face the struggle.
Mm.
That's what they are there for. That's all we're asking of them. The same way that Audio Zocalo has written a book, you need to read this. Sorry, it's a pamphlet, not a book. It's just a handout, more or less. The speech he gave to the House of Commons on Thursday, a few days ago, is quite compelling. If you read it, you will know it's coming from Audio Zocalo. So they have all repented. If he repents and comes back to freedom fighting, we welcome him and we'll go ahead and get Biafra, which is what we are here for. We are not here for politicking or to build houses. Yes, Doctor.
Yeah.
Please,
please, my brother, stay on the line. Let's make this absolutely clear. We do not have any problem with the MASOB people.
Rank and file.
The rank and file members of MASOB, we don't have problem. They are giving in enormous energy, contribution to the struggle, with the belief that it is being channeled for the purpose of the struggle. But the problem we have, the people we have problem with, is the leadership. They are telling the people one thing and they are doing something entirely different. Mm. So this is what we are trying to make that our brother understand. I believe in Masob. I have worked for Masob. I am still in support of Masob today. Majority of Masobians don't know what is being done in their name.
Absolutely. They have
been deceived. You see, if they know, I can tell you with absolute certainty that if the rank and file members of Masob knows what is happening, the reality,
what
is being happened in their name, they will shed blood within themselves.
They will kill themselves.
They will call for the head of their leader. Let me put it that way. If they know, and let me tell you, before long, whatever that is secret, whatever that is hidden, will be revealed for the whole world, for Masop people will know. Watch this space. Between now and the next 1 year, not even 2 years, you will see what is happening. And Masop people will, the leadership will hide their face in shame, and the members will open their eyes and mouth and say, what? Is this what is happening? Some of them know. Some of them know. Those who are benefiting from leadership, they know. And they are keeping quiet because they are benefiting. But the majority of the people have been misled, fed with wrong information, adulterated information, and it cannot go on forever. That is why people are taking offense with Radio Biafra. And of course, we don't care because we know that we are talking the truth.
Please, my brother. This is in fact, this is very, very enlightening. The discussion that happened, you know, today, because I was listening to my brother Namdi, and he was asking, you know, questions that demanded, you know, clear-cut answers, and the caller from Abuja was obviously avoiding majority of the questions, either because he didn't understand it or he knew the answer and knew he was going to be,
maybe he don't know, in all fairness, maybe he don't know. You see?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you see, I just hope, you know, that, and I believe you, because you guys have continually said it, you know, that this struggle which you guys have started, it is kept in clear transparency where everyone can come out and make their own decision from every fact that is on ground.
Absolutely. If is listening, or their leaders, top leaders, let them phone in to Radio Biafra and tell their leaders, and tell their people, tell Igbo people, tell Biafran people what program, what have they done, what are being done, what are they doing, what plan they have now, tomorrow, and in future for realization of Biafra. And not just to send making money and making name out of the sweat, out of the blood of Biafran people. It is not acceptable. Not now, not tomorrow, not in time, not in space. Even God will not accept it.
Yes. I believe this struggle, you know, this struggle you guys have sort of reignited, you know, because to be honest, I was losing entire hope, you know, with Masob.
Please,
because everything, every occurrence in Nigeria, especially against the people of Ndibo and the people of Biafra, you know, I was expecting a sort of clear-cut reaction from Masob, and on each occasion, all we kept seeing was news press of
if this happens, we'll be forced to react. If this happens, we'll be forced to react year in, year out. You didn't react when they took your leader. It's now that it's terrible.
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, right? But to be honest, I am in full support of this new, you know, movement that has come, and I'll keep my ears on ground, and I'll promise myself that, you know, this struggle, you know, as much as my capacity, I've already done it in the past, I've done it again, I'll keep doing it, I'll keep supporting it, but if it means me rallying, you know, my business to get, you know, funds across to you guys, you know, as much as I can, I've promised myself that this is a struggle I believe in. I believe in it not because, you know, that I think I can't live, you know, with
Thank
other
you.
Tribes or anything, but it's because of what history has taught us, you know, and it seems like we keep quiet and allow history to repeat itself. Biafra is a dream that must be realized, you know. We must have our own republic, you know, by fire, by force, you know. So keep up the struggle, my brother, and God bless.
Thank you very much. And please, in as much as we appreciate your rallying and this, but the most important thing is to spread the message of Radio Biafra within your network. and as far as you can, use all the social media, whatever that is available to you. Blaster it, inform people. We have dedicated the promise that we'll be doing daily broadcast now. Unless something exceptionally happens,
it will never
happen. We will continue to do this. But we need help to sustain it anyway. Thank you very much. And
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you. And God bless you. Thank you very much. And that's the last call for the day. Thank you very much for listening. Please, you have spoken very eloquently, Doctor. We're bringing the program to an end. It's almost 9 here. We are thanking all of you who listened. If you didn't get through on Skype, it is not a fatal issue. It's something very minor. The system wasn't rebooting fast enough. We don't know what's wrong. We'll try and fix it before tomorrow. And we also thank our brother that called from Abuja for enlightening us. We thank him. We want all of them to come back into the struggle because we want to be singing for him, him, she. Anybody who repents, we welcome them. Now, from this audio, so Carlos and pamphlet, he has repented. From what maybe you're not sure. But let us take it at face value.
It needs to be scrutinized. We have to analyze it. I'm not going to take what is his address to House of Commons on face value.
Until he acts.
But I will judge him more by his record as the governor of Abia State
than what is or his actions from now onwards.
Absolutely.
His book is here. We rely on your sponsorship to sustain Radio Biafra. We don't want to. If you contribute to Radio Biafra, you want us to mention your name, send us an email. Send us an email after you go to the Red Bull. Send us an email and then you'll be able to do something. Thank you very much for listening and God bless you, whatever you are. Please, from Doctor.
Thank you very much, our listeners. Keep the flame alive and please keep faith and spread the gospel according to Radio Biafra and let the world know that Radio Biafra is on air every day, 7 to 9 p.m.
Thank you very much and God bless you all.
Victory.